The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
What is it going to be like forever for those who do not believe for eternal salvation? And what does the rich man and Lazarus in the Gospel of Luke tell us about this? Well, welcome. We are glad that you are joining us today for Grace in Focus. This is the radio broadcast and podcast ministry of the Grace Evangelical Society. We'd love for you to know more about us by going to our website, faithalone.org. We also release Monday, Wednesday, Friday videos on the Grace Evangelical Society's YouTube channel. Once again, our website, faithalone.org. Now, with today's question and answer discussion, here are Bob Wilkin and Mike Lee.
I'm here with Mike Lee, and Mike, you're wearing a Minnesota shirt with a, what is that?
A gopher.
A gopher on the front.
They're golden gophers.
I happen to know you went to Berkeley and then MIT and then back to Bolt Law School at Berkeley. I don't even think you've ever been to Minnesota, have you? Why in the world do you have a Minnesota t-shirt on?
Simple answer,
$3. $3. So you're like me, you're looking for deals.
I'm always looking for
looking
deals.
Looking for deals, okay. So we have a question from Frank, I believe.
Yeah, Frank writes in about the rich man and Lazarus. He says, what and where is Abraham's bosom mentioned in this parable? You said nothing about that. Sounds very symbolic to me. You said you support eternal conscious torment. God said the one thing he couldn't tolerate was when the Israelites burnt their babies as a sacrificial offering to the false god Molech. God referred to it as passing through the fire. Yet you accuse God of doing something a trillion times worse. ECT, like predestination, makes no sense to me given the revelation of God in Christ. I'm glad you said your mind is still open on this subject.
I don't remember saying my mind is still open on this subject, but if by that he's saying I haven't completely refined all aspects of my thinking, that would be true.
Yeah.
If by that he means I think there's something other than eternal torment and conscious torment, no.
Yeah. I think it might help to explain what you mean by eternal conscious torment.
Yeah. And Frank, if you get a chance, I don't think you've read my book, The 10 Most Misunderstood Words in the Bible. I have a chapter on hell in there, and I have a chapter on heaven. And both of those are wildly misunderstood. In terms of heaven, that's not where believers are going to spend eternity. We're going to spend eternity on the new earth. And in terms of hell, that's not where unbelievers are going to spend eternity. Hell is what we call in the Old Testament Sheol or in the New Testament Hades, but that's not the eternal abode of unbelievers. It's called the Lake of Fire in Revelation 20, verse 15. And that's not the same as hell. Hell gives up its dead and they're moved to a place called the Lake of Fire. What we read in Luke 16, 19 to 31, which is the rich man and Lazarus, and did Frank call it a parable? I think he did.
Yeah, he said, where is it Abraham's bosom mentioned in this parable?
Yeah, it's not really a parable, in my opinion, because it has proper names. Yeah. Abraham's mentioned, Lazarus is mentioned. No other parable has proper names. I believe this is an actual historical account that Jesus is talking about. It gives us a glimpse of what Sheol or Hades is like now, or at least before Jesus ascended, because at that point, both believers and unbelievers were in Hades, and there was a separation between them. The rich man went to the hot part, the bad part. The poor man, he went to the good part with Abraham. I don't think Abraham's bosom here is a figure of speech. I think he was reclining on his chest, just like we're told at the Last Supper that John was reclining on Jesus' chest. We have the wrong picture of the Last Supper. We have this picture of a big table with 12 big chairs.
Yeah.
Actually, they were on these couches where they would all point toward a center, and the food would be put in the middle, and all of these, Jesus and the 11, it was such that John at one point was reclining on Jesus' chest. Mm. He was right there next to him. And the same thing is true in this parable. It shows closeness. It shows that the poor man, who though he had nothing in this life, is in a great position of privilege in Sheol. The problem is Frank seems to think unbelievers currently are on fire. Yeah. They're in the flames and they're being burned up, but they don't actually burn up. They're just on fire.
Fire all the time. What you see on TV or Dante's Inferno.
Right. In my chapter on hell, in the 10 most misunderstood words, I point out that there are two extremes to avoid. One extreme is Frank's, that there is no eternal conscious torment. The other extreme is Frank saying what he thinks I believe, which is that people are going to be in unbearable pain, intolerable pain that will go on forever. It's going to be worse than any pain here on earth. It's going to be like someone being tortured by torturers forever. That's not what the scriptures say. In my chapter, I point out many commentators have pointed out the Bible tells us almost nothing about Hades and Sheol now, and it tells us almost nothing about the lake of fire then. All it tells us is it's a place of torment, and it will be a place of torment.
Did you know that the Grace Evangelical Society offers an MDiv degree through our online seminary? And tuition is free to those who maintain a 3.0 grade average. It is a 3-year degree program, and you could submit your application now to gain acceptance. Then stay apprised of our registration periods for upcoming semester terms. Program and application details can be found at gesseminary.org. Have a look at our MDiv degree. Become an approved workman. Find out how. gesseminary.org.
I've read many pastors, and I quote some of them in my book, who say that the torment in the lake of fire will be far worse than anything on earth. Mm-hmm. That's heresy. Yeah. There's nothing in the Bible that says that. That's just made up.
Yeah.
Imagine eternal kidney stones. I've had kidney stones multiple times, and the pain is 9-10.
Yeah.
God is not going to put people through that. There's no verse that hints at that.
Yeah.
It is true that the rich man says, I'm in torment here in these flames.
Yeah.
We shouldn't interpret in these flames to mean he's on fire.
Yeah.
What it means is he's in a fiery environment. Imagine you were, let's say, in Hawaii, and you were near an active volcano where there were flames coming up from the lava and that sort of thing. Well, you're not on fire, but it's extremely hot near the lava and near the fire.
Yeah.
That would be very uncomfortable.
Being tormented, but it's still tolerable. You know?
I point out in my book, the reason we know it's tolerable, in Matthew chapter 10 and Matthew chapter 11, he says it will be more tolerable, and then he mentions horrible cities from the past, for Sodom and Gomorrah, or for Tyre and Sidon, than it will be for cities in Israel. Yeah. Because these people have, in Israel, rejected more light than the people in Sodom and Gomorrah or the people of other cities that rejected the prophetic message. But this fact that it's going to be more tolerable in the day of judgment for some than for others suggests that in the lake of fire, some will experience worse torment, some lesser torment.
Mm-hmm.
But it also suggests that it will be tolerable for all.
Yeah.
So, Frank, my view is between your two views.
Yeah.
One view is it's eternal, intolerable torment. That's not my view.
Yeah.
The other view is it's either not eternal, so people are annihilated, or it's unconscious, so they don't experience anything.
Yeah.
That's not my view either. My view is it's going to be eternal. It's going to be conscious, and it's going to be torment. And as I point out in my book, we aren't even told in Luke 16 if the rich man's experience is the same 24/7, 365.
Yeah.
Maybe this is a bad day for him, or a bad hour for him, or maybe this is a good day for him.
Mm-hmm.
But as Zane Hodges has pointed out before, this man is able to carry on a conversation.
Yeah.
He's talking to Abraham, and they're having a very detailed conversation.
Right.
When I've had level 9-10 pain, I don't think I would be carrying on a conversation like this.
Yeah, you don't think clearly
either. I would be screaming.
Yeah, and this person is able to still think clearly enough that he has a plan to try to express concern for his brothers.
Right. You know, I think the thing to keep in mind is, as many people have pointed out, is that the Bible tells us very little about this torment, and that people have made up a lot of stuff, and most of it comes out of medieval theology, people like Dante's Inferno.
Yeah.
you know, people have even claimed to go to hell and then they, right. they give reports. That's malarkey.
Yeah.
We really don't know exactly what the lake of fire is going to be like, but we do know it will be tolerable. And I agree with Frank. It would be unjust of God to torment people at an unbearable level forever, to put people in fire and burn their skin and burn their flesh. Some of the medieval things had flames coming out of their nose, flames mm-hmm. coming out of their eyes, flames coming out of the pores of their skin.
Mm-hmm.
That's yeah. not the point. I think the lake of fire is going to be a planet. I think it's going to probably be in a different universe, or at least somewhere where we're not associated with it. And my guess is that the lakefront property is what you don't want.
Right.
Because it's going to be the hottest.
Right.
And the people in the interior, it's going to be kind of like the reverse of Australia.
Yeah.
The interior is going to be the place that's most desirable. And that's going to be where the people are who were the people who have less torment in the lake of fire because of various reasons. And by the way, if you read Revelation 20, 11 to 15, books are opened and their deeds are examined. And then a book is opened, the book of life, and people are cast into the lake of fire, not based on what's in the books, but what's in the book.
Right.
If your name's not in the book of life, you're cast into the lake of fire.
Yeah.
Well, why go through their deeds? Because their deeds are going to determine their degree of torment in the lake of fire. And it's not that they're going to be swimming in the lake in fiery inferno.
Yeah.
It's that they're going to be around a fiery environment. But what's also odd, Peter calls it darkness forever in 2 Peter 2:17. And so even though it's going to be a fire environment, it's also going to be a dark environment.
Amen.
So it's going to be an odd kind of mix. But darkness, you know, is the realm of Satan. And of course, the lake of fire wasn't created for humans. It won't be created for humans. It's created for the devil and his followers.
Right.
And humans just get caught up in that because they reject the gift of eternal life. But they're picking it.
Yeah.
It's not like God is saying, I want to send you there. God
no.
wants to send us to the new earth to spend eternity with Jesus. And that's why John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but has everlasting life. I appreciate you all for listening, and I appreciate you all for believing in the Lord Jesus Christ for the free gift of eternal life and sharing that message with others and for living for him so that one day soon we'll all hear him say, well done, good and faithful servant, if we're faithful. And we will hear that if we keep grace in focus.
Be sure to check out our daily blogs at faithalone.org. They are short and full of great teaching, just like what you've heard today. Find them at faithalone.org/resources/blog. We would love to hear from you. Maybe you've got a question, comment, or some feedback. If you do, please don't hesitate to send us a message. Here's our email address. It's radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. And when you do, very important, please let us know your radio station call letters and the city of your location. On the next episode, is it believe in Jesus for everlasting life or believe that he is the Christ? Which should it be? Please join us. And until then, let's keep grace in focus.
The preceding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.